שלום, אנחנו נקרא בספר כתבי רבש, כרך א', עמוד 48, מאמר.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 2, page 78, article concerning the importance of the friends. Rav?
I would say this. There's a law in nature of law of accumulation. As it's written, each and every penny adds to a great sum. And the same is in nature, corporal nature and spiritual nature. Hence, we have to renew our work to come closer, as if it wasn't yesterday, and maybe in worse conditions than yesterday, with laziness, lack of strength, helplessness, lack of thought, lack of excitement, doesn't matter. We need to understand that specifically the difficulty that appears to us, where we need to, as if, begin from scratch every time, that is actually a great step forward, since each and every penny is added to a great sum. Each and every effort brings us eventually to the total efforts that the door opens and we can enter. And the same goes for the matter of importance of friends, the group, the connection between us, daily, daily, several times a day. We seemingly have to renew it, start from scratch, and every time we do it, there is a new beginning, and there is more and more this new addition to the exertion until the sufficient measure of exertion called se'ah that opens up for us the doorway into the upper world.
So we are reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 2, page 78, concerning the importance of the friends. Concerning the importance of the friends in the society and how to appreciate them, meaning with which kind of importance everyone should regard his friend. Common sense dictates that if one regards one's friend as being at a lower degree than one's own, he will want to teach him how to behave more virtuously than the qualities he has. Hence, he cannot be his friend. He can take the friend as a student, but not as a friend. And if one sees one's friend as being at a higher degree than his own, and sees that he can acquire good qualities from him, then he can be his Rav, his teacher, but not his friend. This means that precisely when one sees one's friend as being at an equal degree to one's own, one can accept the other as a friend and bond with him. This is so because a friend means that both parties are in the same state. This is what common sense dictates. In other words, they have the same views and thus decide to bond. Then, both of them act towards the goal that they both wish to achieve. It is like two like-minded friends who are doing business together to achieve a profit. In that situation, they feel that they have equal powers. But should one of them feel that he is more competent than the other, he will not want to accept him as an equal partner. Instead, they would create a proportional partnership according to the strength and qualities that one has above the other. In that state, the partnership is a 33 or 25% partnership, and it cannot be said that they are equal in the business. But with love of friends, when friends bond to create unity among them, it explicitly means that they are equal. This is called unity. For example, if they do business together and say that the profits will not be distributed equally, is this called unity? Clearly, a business of love of friends should be when all the profits and possessions that the love of friends yields will be equally controlled by them. They should not hide or conceal from one another, but everything will be with love, friendship, truthfulness, and peace. But in the essay, A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, it is written, the measure of the greatness comes under two conditions. One, to always listen and receive the appreciation of society to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To accept the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends, and then he will be able to receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone. This is so because the greater one cannot receive from the smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Only the lower one is impressed by the appreciation of the greater one. And for the second condition, each student must extol each friend's merit as though he were the greatest in a generation. Then the environment will affect him as a great environment should, since quality is more important than quantity. It follows that in the matter of love of friends, they help each other, meaning it is enough for everyone to regard his friend as being of the same degree as his own. But because everyone should learn from his friends, there is the issue of love and disciple. For this reason, he should consider the friend as greater than himself. But how can one consider one's friend greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love will cover all the crimes. We can see that a person may see faults in his neighbor's children, but not in his own. And when someone mentions some faults in his children, he immediately resists his friend and begins to declare his children's merits. And the question is, which is the truth? After all, there are merits to his children, and hence he is upset with others speak. He is upset when others speak of his children. The thing is this, as I had heard from my father. Indeed, each person has advantages and disadvantages. And both the neighbor and the father are saying the truth. But the neighbor does not treat the other's children like a father to his children, since he does not have the same love for the children as the father does. Hence, when he considers the other's children, he sees only the children's faults, since this gives him more pleasure. This is because he can show that he is more virtuous than the other because his own children are better. For this reason, he sees only the other's faults. What he sees is true, but he sees only things he enjoys. But the father, too, sees only the truth, except that he regards only the good things that his children have. He does not see his children's faults, since it gives him no pleasure. Hence, he is saying the truth about what he sees in his children. And because he regards only the things that can please him, he sees only the virtues. It turns out that if one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some faults in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from the above said that he should not see to the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
Rehovot. Rehovot.
Good evening, dear Rav. I learned from this article and from other articles that in different places, Rabash says, once we have to raise ourselves or be equal or be greater or annul ourselves in terms of taking responsibility, and it all depends on the individual. He is responsible for this and that happening in the world, etc. How do you navigate between these sayings that seem to contradict one another?
When I make myself smaller towards society, what do I obtain by that? I attain the first step into the society. I make myself small, they are great in my eyes, I'm drawn to attracting, to cleaving to them, I acquire their vessel. When I make myself greater towards society, by that I'm looking for how and in what way can I benefit them, give them, provide them something. After these ups and the being up and being below, I have to reach equality. We have to reach equality where there's no one more, no one less. We're all friends, because friends, chaverim, is called, is equal. So all those exercises whereby I make myself greater and smaller than, it's only to later reach equality and be friends with them. Focus group.
Shalom Rav,
Shalot. Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. A student from Moscow is asking, how can I check the real intention because of which I'm concerned with a friend, or should I even scrutinize this intention?
It's very difficult. We shouldn't enter the scrutiny of intentions, because that can take place only using the upper light or forming light. So first we have to perform all the exercises with the society, and only then start scrutinizing the intentions. When a certain light shines to us, then we understand where we are and what we can add. Moscow.
Как быть со своими недостатками, когда приходит ощущение, что нет никаких сил, чтобы помочь товарищам?
What do you do with your own deficiencies when you feel like you're powerless to help the friend? What practical activities should you do?
Что мешает? И повторить вопрос.
Сейчас слышно меня?
Лучше.
Как быть со своими недостатками, когда приходит ощущение, что нет никаких сил, чтобы помочь товарищу? Какие действия надо делать практически в период изоляции?
Что Again, what do you do with your deficiencies when you feel powerless to help the friends? What practically should you do?
Meaning, if I got this correctly, the watch. Should I do now when we're in isolation in order to help the friends?
And
constantly give the friends the feeling that we are together in one desire, one level, one kli. And we support one another, and that each one will receive support from everyone. If that's the case, we're certainly headed towards success. And this feeling that I just mentioned should constantly exist in each and every one. We need to constantly warm it up. The moment we let go, it cools off. We have to think each time. So maybe we can have a duty. These guys, those guys, like the Ramchal duty that we read about. So these guys are in duty, then these guys, and then these guys, like doctors in a hospital. This way we have to ensure that the guardians of the society, the friends, the guardians of the Creator, the connection between us and the connection between us and the Creator will always be important to us. And it remains like a burning torch before us. And if we'll do it in this way, in the duty, in the ten, then certainly we will advance quickly, nicely. So go ahead, make this division in the ten. Where every few hours, two friends, not one, at least two friends, worry, so they would be responsible now for the 10 to be drawn to connection and through that to the Creator. So let's say every hour or two, there are two friends from the society, from the 10, that are thinking about that exclusively. And we organize ourselves this way. Please talk about it. How do we organize ourselves this way? So that we'll have this duty, and each time two friends will be in contact between them to talk about it, to care about it, to think. Maybe they're both working, they can't do much, but at least think during the time They have to. About the society, that the society is going towards a connection between its members and between them and the Creator. Go ahead. Talk about it a few moments.
We have the Gabbai and the Shatz, the messenger of the public. They will divide our ten so that every 2 hours there will be friends in charge of caring for the friends that they think about the Creator.
And these two friends should take source materials if they have time and activate the prayer.
Yeah, just like holding the ball in the air all the time, when there's no lesson, when there are no broadcasts, kind of in between the times, we are holding the ball in the air.
Yeah, we know that there are two friends who are holding the torch up. They think about us, they pray, and they do all of our prayers.
And it awakens us to be in one action with them, in the same action with them, to feel that there is this burning torch of a plea, a litany, a prayer in the tent. And if I'm not one of the two on duty now, I'm also drawn to add to the fire.
2 hours is a long time to be in prayer, so it's important that these two friends will be in contact. Every 15 minutes, 30 minutes, remind one another about their role.
Yeah, if we do this properly, we will all be in constant intention. And then we'll always remember the goal in everything we do, and life's currents won't wash us away, and we'll be focused.
Interesting, I thought about it yesterday as Gabbai, that time it becomes more difficult the whole week to care for the Zooms and the liveliness of the ten. And this sounds a more accurate distribution of the burden. You divide the time from 9 to 9 into pairs. Rav, any questions about what we just discussed? If there are any questions in any group about what we read in the article and what we discussed, focus group,
please. He writes that all the profits from the love of friends, all the profits that love of friends yields, have to be that they control their assets equally. I was certain that the profits in spirituality have to go to the whole ten, and here he writes that there's something for me as well, equally with the friends.
No, it can't be. Hang on. No one can be greater than his friends, and no one can be smaller or lesser than the friends. Friends are considered equal, so they have to make sure they are equal, otherwise it will not be a society. A society is where each one is equal to the other, although different than the other. That's a condition. And specifically because we are holding the society in this way, consequently, we're starting to see the integral world, the global, the integral society, the global society in total equality. And that gives us, inside this approach, this total equality, it gives us a new sensation, which is the true feeling of godliness, where through through this equality, we come to the feeling of the Creator. Otherwise, you will not feel this discernment, only in the condition that there is no difference between the smaller one, a greater one, this one and that one, regardless of the gender and the kind and the color and anything. Everything is completely equal. Then you come to the godly discernment.
And what's left of the thought of a person in this equality? He is included in this count. He's got profit as well.
And how? Because he worries about it, and his concern is his profit. Did you hear what I'm saying? His concern, his worry, that's his profit. The concern by itself is the profit. The fact that he was given to be concerned for everyone, that's profit. He wants nothing more than that. Tell a mother she worries about her children. She is going to tell you that's her entire pleasure, worrying about them, caring for them. PT
31. The difference between a thought, which is like we are concerned about the children during the day, suddenly I'm concerned about the child, or if the alarm clock rings and I force myself to think about the friends. So what's the difference here? What's the benefit here? What's the profit?
Benefit is simple. Towards kids, you have an inner and natural impulse. There's no profit except for having an animal that works on this, on her corporeal level according to the desire. Whereas when the clock rings, you work to set it up and for it to go off and remind you of your commitment. That's great work that you're doing. And from such work against your ego, you eventually awaken the reforming light forcefully to work on you until it changes your nature, and you'll begin to feel natural phenomena. You'll begin to worry about it by yourself.
Hello, beloved Rav. He writes, he describes the love of friends as a method for perceiving reality, as I understand it, of being, that being in love, instead of love for the friends, is another way of perceiving reality.
We build our view on the spiritual reality, our eyesight on the spiritual reality. Without it, we can't see. In order to see the spiritual reality, I have to acquire spiritual eyesight. Spiritual eyesight is not egoistic. It's not happening through an egoistic lens, but through an altruistic lens. And this is something I acquire through love of friends.
And this spiritual vision is what those friends on duty have to achieve when they think about the friends according to the schedule?
All the friends who have a responsibility to awaken the society to be as one, a single mechanism, a single system, each one of them adds to the general clue, the general deficiency. So ultimately, everyone is asking of the Creator. The Creator performs this correction and opens up their vision. Germany.
Good morning, Rav.
I can't hear you. Turn off everything there. And talk.
No. Dov. Lo, as lo. Javer.
No, not No, then no. Friend, Chaver?
As I understand it, it's a force that diminishes the surrounding lights acting on us. So what light enters that diminishes the surrounding light that works on us?
I don't understand your question. What surrounding are you talking about, and why would diminish anything? Where does it say that so you are asking about?
If the reward is a result of caring for the friends, there's a matter of gaps between lights here. Can you explain that?
Sir, we did not speak about it in the way that you speak about it, and that's why we don't understand what you're talking about. I'm telling you seriously, I don't know why you're taking those things. We're talking about the desires. What kind of desire do I need to organize in me so that I will care about the society, worry about it, and the society will receive the right support from me? And we're not talking about the lights. We don't have lights in our hands. We speak about the action from the friend towards group.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вот такой парадокс, не совсем понимаю. Вот.
Hello, Raf. There's a paradox that I can't quite understand. How can you exalt the friend on one hand, and on the other hand, he has to be equal to me? How can I separate the two so I can connect with him as with a friend?
The friends, how much I need to use them to aim the Kli of Adam HaRishon, the 10, towards correction, towards coming closer to the Creator. So, one time I need to see them as greater, another time as lower than me, lesser than me. One time that I will be greater than them, so I can help them. Another time to worry about equality. In each and every state, I have to choose my action. Moscow 7. Moscow 7.
What is the boundary by which I can check myself individually, where on one hand I'm like a father concerned with his child so he doesn't hurt his eye with a needle, and the neighbor on the other hand?
If I am myself correctly to see the group by first subjugating myself. The first subjugation has to be there. I subjugate myself towards the group, before the group, and I take nothing into consideration except that I'm the least of everyone, the lowest. I care about them, I worry about them, and that's it. In this way, I approach the 10.
Good morning, dear love. Thank you for allowing me to ask. Tell me, please, to be in constant prayer for the friends. What is the most helpful? Faith in the Creator, faith in the friends, or faith in yourself, that you will have the strength to walk on this path? Thank you.
The best is if I understand that other than concern for the 10, participation in the 10, support in the 10, annulment towards the 10, other than this work, I have nothing. I depend on that completely.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли.
Hello, Raf. Hello, world Кли. Tell me, please, this spiritual perception, spiritual vision that the article talks about, how Do you understand it correctly? Should I awaken this state every day anew, or discover it through the concern for the friends? Or is it actually about all of us acquiring it together?
I'm sure this happens, and when it does, everyone connects, and we can see the general picture as well as the particular picture, the personal picture. Florida.
Is it true that each one in the ten should think about the ten all day long?
If each one, rather each one from the ten has to think constantly about the ten. Very good. Chadera, one.
Good morning, Rav. Can you see a parallel between a great, small, and equal, below reason, within reason, and above reason?
Say it better.
By seeing myself as small, great, or equal, is it the same as being below reason, within reason, and above reason?
Yes and no. This needs further clarification and scrutiny. Eat the three.
Maestro, buongiorno. Io faccio una grandissima difficoltà.
Good morning, teacher. It's very difficult for me to annul myself. Can you clarify who is the friend before whom I annul? What is the society before which I annul?
Each one in the group who is in a ten, in your ten, is your friend, and you must annul before him. And of course, you annul differently before different people, but you must annul yourself, or you will not have a spiritual vessel. The spiritual vessel is built on the annulment of the ego. And by annulling yourself towards a friend, you annul your ego. So, you have nine options towards other nine in the ten for how to annul yourself. And each time you do it, it adds to your vessel additional annulment, until the ego becomes so annulled until it finally reaches equivalence of form with the light. Hebrew 10.
I wanted to understand the exercise you gave before. As I heard it, you said that every 10 should create a division where every few hours two friends are concerned with the 10, being drawn to connection and through it to the Creator. So every hour or two friends do it. This is how we should organize ourselves. So she said, should we just now take the 24 hours, the day, divided into hours, and every hour two friends have to connect among them and do this task?
Yeah, but not only connection, but equal kind of connection. You are also thinking about equality. Moscow 6.
Concerning this task, is there a difference between this duty that the people in duty have to do and the fact that there are the shots and goodbye each day in the ten? Is it something else? And what is the work? Is it only in the thoughts? Or should we also have a workshop during the day, some discussion, some meeting?
Every few hours, two friends think about, care about the group. This is their mandatory, their obligation. They have to do it, not just to think about it. They have to do it. The intention for the group to be connected equally, everyone, each one would want to annul himself towards the others, and by that everyone will be annulled and be equal among everyone. And in this unity, this equality that they obtain, they become similar to the Creator. Then they bring themselves closer to the revelation of the Creator between them. That's it. Now we have focus group. Do we have focus group or not?
Yeah, a question from a student in Russia. I didn't quite understand. Does only the friend have merits and I have to refuse to receive even my opinion for his sake?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. Scrutinize the question and then we'll talk about it. If the questions are not clear to you, there's no point in sharing them here. Germany.
No, okay,
so Rehovot.
Yeah, after reading the article and your edition, there's a feeling that I want to look at the 10 with love and care for them and develop them. But it disappears during the day, like many things. How can you keep it all the time?
You won't be able to keep it all the time because nothing can stay without cessation. Spirituality comes with cessations in greater and greater frequency. So there's no point lamenting the fact that it disappeared, but care about it returning, that you should awaken it forcefully.
What is the equality that should be in the 10? In what are we equal?
No one is more than the others, no one is less than the others in our equivalence towards the friends. He explains it in the article. If he's greater than everyone, he needs to be their teacher. If lesser or lower than everyone, he has to be their student. Those are not friends. Friends are equals with respect to the connection in the society and later approaching the connection with the Creator. We have to feel ourselves completely equal.
Odessa.
Dear teacher, if I understand correctly, the duty, the roster, the connection between two friends is like the connection in the 10 or the connection in all of Nebuch?
Yeah, you can say that too. Maktu.
Good morning, Rav. Is there an indication that my annulment before the group is real? Thank you.
Only according to one outcome. You see the friends all inside your feeling. This is called inside your heart. And they're all equal. This equivalence is something that is doesn't exist in our world because it means that you stop seeing them egoistically and they will reach such a state in equality that the ego disappears and all that's left is this vessel, this deficiency, and by that we're coming closer to the Creator.
No.
PT-17.
Rav, in this exercise, on what should you focus or what result do you expect while you're in charge of the 10?
You need to ensure that they are equal and the Creator hears what you're doing and accepts you as equals, and you are accordingly in contact with the Creator.
Do you have to actually expect it, expect this feeling? Because it's very difficult to fix yourself for a long time on this thought.
No, because you constantly have to ensure that they will be as equals. They will be neither more nor less. This is work. That's why it's so difficult, because it's a constant effort. It never goes away. You have to constantly feel it. Should we say it? That's how it happens.
P21. What does it mean that all the profits from engagement in level friends, they have to control their assets equally?
We all use it to feel the Creator in it. After all, we ultimately calibrate our vessels in a special way that allows the Creator to be revealed, that one will not be different than another and a second and a third. If we all come from the Creator, He created us, then each one of us needs to check it in such a way to be such a zero in His eyes, that just as it came out of the Creator equally, I can see it now. And the 10 that I arrange this way, I bring it to the zero between them, and through that I can see the Creator, because He created them equally. You can say, how the Creator created them equally. He created them equally so that each one, according to how much evil inclination he was given, the Creator also gave him the ability to overcome and reach equivalence of form. Okay, let's go to...
We have excerpts in Faith Above Reason. We have the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
Let's go to number 2.
Can we sing a song before that?
Of course.
Let's sing a song.
Message from God to stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love, awakening your soul. This is a message from above. It's time to roll. Change in time for love to soul.